And it's time for It Says in the Papers from Deirdre Purcell.
There's an image of joy unconfined on the front page of the Irish Times this morning as an ecstatic Kerry supporter rushes to greet his equally thrilled team heroes seconds after the final whistle blew yesterday in Croke Park. The picture was taken by Donal Farmer. The Irish Examiner's front page showcases Morgan Tracy's picture of the Sam Maguire Cup being held triumphantly aloft by Kerry's Killian Young, while the Irish Independent's joy is vested in its front page celebratory snap of player Kieran Donaghy. The lead reports for all three papers are somewhat more sobering, however. The Independent security editor, Tom Brady, writes that politicians and civil servants found guilty of corruption will be forced out of office and banned from returning to their posts for up to 10 years, according to new legislation that will give extra powers to the courts and strengthen the ability of the Director of Public Prosecutions to bring criminal charges against suspects. Fiscal Council says tough budget necessary is the headline over Arthur Beasley's story for the Irish Times in that pre-budget report. He writes that the Council, an independent statutory body, says that, as you heard in the bulletin, by adopting a prudent budgetary stance, the government can send a strong signal, reinforcing its stated resolve to rectify the remaining weaknesses in the public finances. And Beasley adds that it has never before issued a pre-budget statement, so its intervention reflects its concern that fiscal discipline is being relaxed. The Examiner runs that Fiscal Council report on its front page too, but for its main story this morning, Catherine Shanahan writes that public hospital services for treating children with potentially lethal allergies are completely swamped, with year-long waits for first appointments and 3 years for a food allergy test, in this case meaning that children could be subject to further risks of anaphylaxis. The Irish Daily Mail leads with Paul Caffrey's story that 400 prisoners are to lodge claims for early release as a result of new rules which will increase the period of remission on sentence from one quarter to one third. While in the Irish Sun's main story, Mark May and Tom Morgan write that a camper van carrying seven men was stopped by police as it disembarked from an Irish ferry at Holyhead yesterday, having set off an explosives trace alert. As a result, there were swoops in London and southeast England, and while six of the men were released without charge, last night the seventh was still being quizzed by police who are liaising with Gardaí. And the Irish Daily Mirror's lead this morning by Elaine Kyo is illustrated by a photo of the injuries suffered by a man who was allegedly attacked as he stood outside the house where his grandmother was being waked in Dundalk. And this one for fans of international soccer, also in the Mirror. FIFA officials have apparently blocked the release of a huge report, 350 pages, with 200,000 pages of evidence attached into alleged corruption in Qatar's bid for the 2022 Soccer World Cup. Dry roast peanuts are more likely to trigger an allergic reaction than the raw kind. That's in the Examiner. And finally for now, Ireland has become the first EU country to open a consulate with outposts for Enterprise Ireland and the IDA in Austin, Texas, which is America's fastest growing city. Ireland's newly arrived Irish Consul General is scouring the capital for office space to set up Ireland House in this city, to which 110 people now move every day, and where the motto is, "Keep Austin Weird." That's in the Times.